All right, Siobhan, I want to play this game with you. Now, I'll say a word and you say the first thing that comes to mind, okay? Are you ready?
Sounds fun, Bill. I'm ready.
Okay, the first one is banana.
Peel.
Okay, now we've got basket.
Ball.
Okay, now how about puppet?
Robin Rosendahl.
That's right, we're talking about Robin Rosendahl, the puppet master here in Taiwan. We've been learning about this guy for the last 2 days as we've looked through this article that's all about Robin Rosendahl and his puppet theater museum.
Yes, and he's actually called the Puppet Master. It's kind of funny. I mentioned this in day one. If you're the Puppet Master, you're the person who's behind the scenes running everything and you're in charge. But here, we just mean that, well, he runs this great puppet theater here in Taipei, and it sounds really, really cool.
That's right. Now, over the last 2 days, we've learned a lot about Robin Rosendahl, why he's here in Taiwan promoting the culture and the art of puppetry, what actually brought him here in the first place, and we learned a little bit about his museum as well. Today, we're going to wrap up our story by talking a little more about Robin and his time here in Taiwan. Well, with that in mind, listeners, let's read the first part of today's article.
Robin has lived in Taiwan for more than 12 years, and he told us why he loves it here. In Holland, everything is well planned, but it is not as exciting as Taiwan. Taiwanese people are energetic. Their actions speak louder than words, said Robin. It's a place where you can easily get things done. He especially appreciates the freedom of Taiwan. It's a virgin land in nearly every field, and a paradise for dreamers. Promoting puppet arts in Taiwan, Robin feels a sense of achievement as a pioneer.
Okay, so Robin has been here for quite a while, it seems. He's lived here for more than 12 years, actually. And it says in this first sentence that he told the writers why he loves it here.
Well, it really is something that I think every foreigner can talk about, the differences between where you're from and what life is like in Taiwan. He's talking about how everything is well planned in Holland and really organized, but in Taiwan, it's a little bit more spontaneous or sudden.
Right. In fact, we have Robin himself explaining a little bit of why he loves it here in Taiwan so much. So let's go ahead and listen to what he has to say.
I like Taiwan for many reasons. What is important is the great energy that the society has. The people are all busy, working hard, treating each other very nice most of the time, very kindly. So that's, for me, that's very important. So it's a place where you can easily get things done, easily find people who can get things done for you. For me, it's an ideal environment to live and to enjoy myself.
Okay, so Robin has been here for quite some time, for more than 12 years, and he really does like it here. And he's talking about the great energy that the society has. So he's saying that Taiwanese society, Taiwanese culture, is just full of energy. And he says that it's an ideal environment to live and to enjoy himself. Ideal means the perfect one, the correct one, right? It's like the right one for a person. So if Taiwan's the ideal environment for Robin, it's the perfect place for him.
Yes, it says here that it's a place where you can easily get things done. I know I would agree with this. The people here are really swift and energetic and really get a lot accomplished in one day. You can easily get a lot of things done here.
I've seen this. Just like Robin says, it's a virgin land in nearly every field and a paradise for dreamers. So he's really saying that many new things can be done here in a lot of the different fields, a lot of the different, Well, jobs, a lot of the arts, that not much new has been done, really. There isn't really much Taiwanese yet, and that just means that it's a paradise for dreamers. It's the perfect place for people who want to be creative.
Yes, and the author here describes Robin as a pioneer. A pioneer is someone who is the first person or one of the first people to really do something. So maybe if there's a land or an area of the world that no one's been to, if you're the first person to go, we would call you a pioneer. In this case, he's a pioneer in promoting puppet arts in Taiwan, which is kind of strange because, well, he's not Taiwanese.
I know, I do find that a little interesting myself as well, but it just goes to show how great Taiwan is for someone like Robin, and how perfect it really is. Just like he says, it's a paradise for him because it's a paradise for dreamers.
Yeah, so people from all over the world are coming to Taiwan, just like Bill and I and just like Robin here, and really experiencing so many different parts of the culture. It's really amazing.
It is really amazing. There's lots that you can take part in here. Well, there's the end of our first paragraph, listeners. Let's listen to some Chinese explanation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天第三天继续来看看我们今天的主角 Robin Rosendahl。我们来看到呢，他说了很重要，就是说 Taiwanese people are energetic. Their actions speak louder than words. 对了，就是这个谚语。当我们说行动比言语说话更大声，我们就可以用这个常用的谚语。Actions speak louder than words. 也就是在这里，他用这个成语来赞美台湾人呢，是非常具有行动力的。继续往下面看啊，他又说怎么样来讲台湾这个地方呢？他说啊 ，It's a place where you can easily get things done. 对了 ，get things done 就是呢，把事情做好。在这里呢，有一种使役动词，然后呢加上受词，再加上过去分词，来代表修饰前面的这个受词啊，是一种被动的状态。譬如说这个例句哦。After he cut his finger, he rushed to the hospital and got the wound treated. Got the wound treated, 让这个伤口呢被治疗，所以我们就用 PP 来代表是被动。另外他还说啊，他认为台湾呢 ,it's a virgin land in nearly every field, 不管是呢是在很多的领域方面都是一个处女地，我们就可以讲 a virgin land。
Okay, we need to take a short break right now, but we'll be right back with more Landmark English. Welcome back to Landmark English. This is Bill. Siobhan and I are taking a look at day 3 of Robin Rosendahl, the puppet master. Now, we've learned over the last 2 days that this guy is not an evil puppet master. No, he actually is known for bringing puppet culture and puppet art back here in Taiwan. He's really tried to, learn a lot about Taiwanese puppet culture and help spread it, both to Taiwanese people and, of course, to the rest of the world as well. Now, in the first paragraph, we learned about why Robin likes it here in Taiwan so much. Let's take a look at the second paragraph and learn about how Robin actually has learned to speak another language himself. When asked why he could speak Chinese so fluently, Robin said it took time to get through his beginner's frustration. When he first went to China, he couldn't understand what people were saying, even though he had studied Chinese for 4 years. But he persisted. Though learning a language can be a painful experience, Robin encourages our readers to never give up learning English. Okay, so Robin he speaks Chinese fluently, and that's pretty incredible. I mean, Chinese is a pretty difficult language, and he speaks it almost like a native person.
Definitely, but if you're immersed in the culture like Robin is, and you're sort of, you know, in charge of this puppet theater and really showing Taiwan, hey, this is a part of your culture that you should love and enjoy as much as I do, speaking the language would be one of the most important steps in that. He's fluent in Chinese. We use this word to describe people studying languages or maybe people using computers. We say that they're fluent, like they can completely say everything perfectly, just like a native speaker. I'm definitely not fluent in Chinese at all, but I know a lot of people that I meet here are.
That's right. It basically means that you can use that language without any effort, without even having to try. It's just natural to you. Now, actually, Robin left us with a few words about speaking Chinese himself, so let's hear what he has to say.
Learning any language is a very difficult process. It can be very fun. The main thing is that after studying it for some time, you actually have to start speaking it and communicating with other people. And that's a very painful moment. It's a painful moment, but you have to get through it. And once you get through it, you'll be able to swim. It's like the first time you go into the water. It's very frightening, but after some time, you'll manage and you can speak the language.
Well, Robin's made a very good point there. There comes a point in learning any language when you just have to speak. You can't just listen to people talking on the radio and speaking English all the time. You have to get out there and find a way to express yourself. And that's why some people get this beginner's frustration. They just get really sort of upset and annoyed and angry because you're trying to learn this other language and you're trying so hard, but maybe you just can't say the words right and you just have that feeling of, ah, I just wish I could express myself.
Right, when you're frustrated, you're filled with this strong energy that where you just feel unsatisfied. You feel really annoyed and unhappy. And oh, I know what this feels like, this beginner's frustration. When I try to speak Chinese, I swear, the words come out of my mouth, and I just feel like they sound stupid because it's coming from me, and I don't really feel comfortable with what I'm saying. But I know that's just beginner's frustration. And the only way I'm going to learn to speak Chinese is to speak it, to practice.
Yes, you have to persist. You have to keep on trying and keep going no matter what. So never give up. I know sometimes when I go to a restaurant and I want to order food, I say something in Chinese and it sounds like it's perfect in my ear, but they look at me like they have no idea what I'm saying. I start to get frustrated, maybe a little anxious, maybe even a little bit angry because, well, I'm hungry, but you just have to persist and keep trying and hope that, well, eventually you'll understand. I know that sometimes I'll be saying I want to order dumplings, but if you change the tone on dumplings, well, you're saying sleep. So I'd walk up to a restaurant and say, sleep, 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 I'd like some sleep.
You'd say, I want to sleep, and that gets confusing and frustrating. And Robin, when he first went to China, well, even though he studied Chinese for 4 years, he still didn't understand what people were saying. Like you said, though, you have to persist, and Robin persisted. When you persist, you just don't give up. So he didn't give up his Chinese studies, and look where he is today. He's fluent in Chinese.
Yes, it's really an amazing thing. So he just says to people, it's like he sort of turned his experience around and said, I had these difficulties learning Chinese, and I see everyone out there, you know, learning English. It's really a big deal to Taiwanese students now. And he says, you know what? Never give up. Persist, fight through, and eventually you'll be as fluent as I am.
Exactly. Okay, well, there's the end of our second paragraph. Before we jump into the third, let's listen to some Chinese explanation.
在第二段的一开头呢，我们来看看这个特殊的句型。 When asked why he could speak Chinese so fluently, Robin said it took time to get through his beginner's frustration. 这里的when啊，后面接了一个asked， 这里并不是过去式，而是一个过去分词。主词Robin，动词was被省略掉了，因为主词呢是跟后面的主词相同，所以我们要解释成为当 被问到为什么他可以把中文说得如此的流利，所以我们就可以用一个比较简洁的方式来写，就不用那么复杂，还要把主词动词又重新写一次了。其实当然呢，要 to speak Chinese so fluently, you have to get through the beginner's frustration, 必须要呢能够来克服那个初学者的挫折感。这里讲到的克服困境，我们就可以用 get through, 像是 overcome, 都是同样的意思。其实还有另外一个片语叫做 get over, 也是指成功的处理问题跟困难的意思。不过 get through 呢，比较强调中间的一个过程。再往上面看咯，有一个很特殊的这个句子的动词，首先用的是一个过去式 When he first went to China, he couldn't understand what people were saying. 到目前为止都是在讲之前的事情，所以用过去式。所以刚到中国的时候都不了解其他人在说什么东西， Even though he had studied Chinese for 4 years.这里为什么要用一个过去完成式呢？就是在强调比过去更早发生，尽管呢他已经先前学中文已经4年了，所以我们就用一个 had study 来强调是在之前更早发生的事情。
Okay, let's take a look at our third paragraph now and wrap up our story about Robin Rosendahl.
Before leaving, we happened to see a photo on Robin's computer desktop. In it, a younger Robin focuses intently on an elaborate puppet as he plays with it. The photo says much more. A young Dutchman pursuing his dreams in a faraway land while gathering precious memories of puppets. His dark eyes still sparkle with the same passion they showed 20 years ago. It is puppets that drive Robin forward in life,And we're proud of having a dear, devoted friend who calls Taiwan his home.
Okay, so the writer has finished their time talking with Robin and learning all about his love for puppets, but we need to wrap everything up. I mean, it's a 3-day article, so you can't just end it all of a sudden and say,Never give up learning English, although that would be a good way to end an article. You can't just stop. We have to go back and remember what we're talking about and say goodbye to Robin. And that's what we do in this last paragraph.
Yeah, so we see Robin has this picture on his computer, and I can imagine the person who's interviewing him just walking by and glancing at this photo or taking a quick look at the photo on the computer desktop, and you see Robin focusing intently, so all his energy and all his eyes are staring at this doll as he plays with it. And it's not just any doll, it's an elaborate puppet.
Right, so in this picture, I guess the idea is it's a younger Robin. And it's just once again making, that idea that Robin has always been interested by puppets really strong. Because here he is really focusing on this elaborate puppet.And the word elaborate is great. It means that something is very detailed. It's not simple and easy, like easy to make or put together. It'd be very complicated because it's very elaborate, has a lot of detail to it.
Definitely. If you can remember from yesterday, we had Robin talking about what puppets meant to him. He talked a little bit about the costumes and the language and the religion. I mean, that's a really elaborate definition of something that may appear to be simple, like a puppet.It's really a beautiful thing.
Right, and as it says in our article here, we've got Robin focusing on the puppet and he looks like he's playing with it. But you know, that's not really what this photo is showing us because we know Robin now 20 years later. So that's why we say that the photo is telling us much more about Robin. It's telling us that he was young and he was pursuing his dreams 20 years ago in a faraway land. And that just means a place...far away from where you grew up, usually, and he's pursuing his dreams. He's pursuing his dreams over here in Taiwan, learning all about puppets and gathering these precious were these really important and valuable memories of puppets.
Yes, his eyes still sparkle at the thought of it. This is a great expression in English. If your eyes are sparkling, well, it just means that it's sort of like the light is hitting them and it's sort of flashing. If you are out, well, if you're not in Taipei and you're anywhere else and you look up at the sky, you'll see stars in the sky. We say that they sparkle. The light flashes on and on. But if we mean that someone's eyes are sparkling, well, we sort of mean like everything inside them is sparkling. They're so happy. And when you have a great memory and great passion like Robin has, I can imagine your eyes sparkling away.
Exactly. And that's why the writer ends the article by saying that we're proud of having a dear, devoted friend who calls Taiwan his home. We're proud to have Robin here in Taiwan, who is calling Taiwan his home because he's such a great person. And because, of course, he's done so much to bring the culture of puppets and of Taiwan to the rest of the world and here at home in Taiwan. Okay, listeners, there's the end of our article. It was 3 days all on Robin Rosendahl and puppets. Before we leave you, though, we have to hear a little Chinese explanation.
到了第三段呢，其实这里的句子跟句型也都相当的简单。我们要特别提醒同学的呢，就是 the same 的用法。这里的句子写着 ，His dark eyes still sparkle with the same passion that they showed 20 years ago。当我们讲到呢，用 as 的时候，跟 that 呢，虽然后面都可以接子句，不过啊，这个 as 呢，跟 that 的用法还是不太一样的。我们从例句来看好了，这个例句说啊 ，Tina is wearing the same skirt as I。Tina 跟我穿同样的裙子，表示她的那个裙子啊，跟我的裙子很像，可是并不是我们两个人共同穿同一条裙子哦。这里讲的是不相同的东西。那如果是一模一样的东西，我们就应该用 the same that 来加子句。Tina is wearing the same skirt that she wore yesterday. 对啦，所以她穿的今天的裙子跟昨天的是一模一样的，所以这里的句子是不一样的。回来看到课文当中的这个句子 The same passion that they showed 20 years ago 所以这里的 passion 呢其实就跟20年前的这个 passion 是相同的所以我们用的是一个 that 然后把它给省略掉到了最后的句子里面我们看到一个强调的句型是 It is puppies that drive Robin forward in life 这里用的是一个强调的句型也就是什么什么所以也就是这些人偶偶戏呢来驱使的 Robin forward 往前能够在他的生命当中前进 drive 则是一种驱使的意思注意哦虽然 puppets 是复数我们一样用的是 it is 点点点 that 的句型
Okay, let's take another short break. We'll be right back with the end of today's show.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Landmark English. Well, we're wrapped up our 3-day article on Robin Rosendahl, the Puppet Master. We started out talking about his life and all the great things that he's accomplished in his life and what he's done for the puppet industry in Taiwan. We went back to Holland, where he was born, and talked about some of the differences between where you grew up and Taiwan and the Taiwanese people and howRobin and Bill and I especially as well really appreciate Taiwanese culture and how they're lively and energetic and really an amazing people. We ended on a really happy note, just sort of how Taiwan is Robin's new home, all the positive and great memories that he's had in Taiwan, and of course, we can't forget the wonderful puppets that are at the Puppet Theater Museum.
That's right. Thanks for that summary, Siobhan. It was great.Now, listeners, we want to take a quick look at our vocabulary words one more time.
Pioneer. Mr. Green was a pioneer in the use of environmentally friendly pesticides.
Fluently. Clarice spoke English fluently and with great confidence.
Frustration. After he struck out at bat, the young player could not hide his frustration.
Persist. Young Jerry persisted in his efforts to improve his painting skills.
Elaborate. The two young boys created an elaborate story to explain why they'd missed school.
Sparkle. The water on the lake sparkled with the reflection of the moon. Okay, Siobhan, now normally we would jump right into our oral practice question, but we've got a special treat today. We have some students from a school who are going to come into the studio with us to answer our oral practice questions. Okay, so our students are here in the studio. We've got Wendy and Mindy. Well, that's going to be hard for me not to make a mistake at who's who. Let's see. Now, I think that Mindy's going first. Okay, Mindy, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. My name's Mindy. I'm a senior high school student, and I'm from Hualien Ciji Senior High School. I'm very happy to have this chance to answer the question.
Great. Well, thanks for being here. Okay, here's the question. Now, Robin loves Taiwan. Now, being a Taiwanese, what do you think is the best thing about living in Taiwan?
Well, Taiwan is a great place to live. I think not only the scenery as well as the culture are fantastic, but also people are friendly and life is convenient. Taiwanese love to help others. When people have troubles, they're always happy to give help, even if they never know each other before. Besides, I think the most special things in Taiwan is night market. You can see night market everywhere, in a big city or a small countryside. There is a lot of fun in night market. People can get many things, like clothes and daily groceries for lower prices. You are able to have many delicious snacks and play interesting games too. These places are usually crowded. And totally different from department store is all the activities are outdoors. Well, that's all.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Mindy. We have another student as well, and you are Wendy, right?
Hello, my name is Wendy. I'm from Ciji Senior High School.
Okay, Wendy, well, here's your question. Now, from our article today, we learned that Robin loves Taiwan. Being a Taiwanese, what do you think is the best thing about living in Taiwan?
Well, Taiwan is known as Formosa, but why? First, I think it's because people here are really diligent and friendly. Second, it's because the scenery here is very beautiful. I enjoy that very much. Not only mountains in Taiwan, but also the ocean surrounding Taiwan is very fascinating. Oh, don't forget the antiquity in Taiwan. It's famous too. For example, 九份金瓜石 is very eminent. It produced gold mine in the past, and now it becomes a tourist spot.
Hey, I've been to that tourist spot. Actually, it's a great place. Well, thanks for being here, Wendy, and thank you, Mindy. It was great to have you on the show. We've got to finish up our show because we're out of time, but we do want to ask our listeners to come back again next time for more Landmark English. Until then, I'm Bill.
My name's Siobhan.
See you next time.